It has been a largely gray Thursday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. We started off the day with a mix of rain and snow. That area of precipitation has moved well off to the east, and it has been largely dry across the area this afternoon. However, there are still a few pockets of light showers, drizzle, fog, and mist, so it may not be 100% dry, but at least things are not really too rainy at this time. We are in the final hours of the winter season. Spring will arrive just before midnight, and it's going to feel like springtime tomorrow as temperatures soar into the 60s to near 70 degrees. There's even the chance for some scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, and some of those storms could be on the strong to severe side with gusty winds, so be mindful of that, especially around and after lunchtime tomorrow. And then we're going to see a much cooler air mass arrive for the weekend. It's actually going to be rather chilly both Saturday and Sunday. So we have some weather changes on the way, and it all is going to start with a relatively mild night ahead. Lows will be largely in the upper 30s to low 40s, and temperatures may actually rise a little bit as we approach sunrise tomorrow. The wind will start to kick up as well, so it'll be breezy by morning, and there's the chance for some showers tonight, mainly after midnight. There's even the outside chance of a rumble or two of thunder. And then tomorrow will be quite warm, with those numbers in the 60s to near 70 degrees. It'll be windy, and we'll see a lot of clouds tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine from time to time, and there is that chance for some scattered showers, maybe even some gusty thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. So be aware of the weather tomorrow. A couple of those storms may have damaging wind gusts. Then we'll see the cooler air arrive tomorrow night, and it's going to feel quite cool on Saturday, especially when you have a warm day tomorrow than the cold day on Saturday. Highs will be in the 30s to low 40s on Saturday, and the wind will make it feel colder. And on Sunday, temperatures will be in the 30s to near 40. So the first weekend of spring will be on the cool side, but I'm not seeing any precipitation over the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some showers overnight, breezy, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and warm, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some showers and a possible thunderstorm overnight, breezy, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and warm, with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some showers and a possible thunderstorm overnight, breezy, lows in the low to mid 40s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and warm, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, some showers and a possible thunderstorm overnight, breezy, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and warm, scattered showers and storms with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, highs in the 30s to low 40s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 30s to near 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.